What is up, everybody? This is your favorite people, and one of them's eating a muffin.
Let's not assume that we're their favorite people.
Well, they're here, so.
Yes, I am eating a muffin.
Which is, I don't know, you guys must not have anything better to do.
Or you're driving and you're bored.
Yeah. What's up, babe?
I don't know, this muffin's really good.
Reagan made homemade poppy seeds muffins.
And I was thinking about it.
While we're trying to lose weight, so that's a bad idea.
But what if I get to school tomorrow and they're like, surprise drug test, it was 420 over the weekend, and I had poppy seeds.
They're going to nail you. I think it, does it work right away? You have to eat like a...
Kicked out of the nursing program.
Like a whole bunch of poppy seeds, though.
Okay, I finished my muffin. Hi, welcome back. We're excited. This is a big week. It is April 21st. And Avengers Endgame comes out on April 25th.
It's happening.
It is the week that we have been waiting for since the moment we walked out of Infinity War a year ago.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know.
Like, I remember walking out of the theater, I was like, I can't wait a freaking year. Yeah.
KJ was like losing his mind.
Again.
So we made a deal. I was like, okay, because you need something to keep your mind off of Infinity War for the next 365 days, let's read the Harry Potter series together. Because Harry Potter is pretty long and complicated, kind of like the Marvel universe is. And so we started reading the first one, and I think we got to like chapter 11.
Not even. I'd say we read like 5 chapters.
No, we got pretty good.
We called it good.
Maybe. I don't know. I still think we should, but the whole year has gone by, which is crazy.
We've said we do a lot of things this year.
I'm going to be keeping a running tab of how many times KJ clears his throat during this episode.
I'm not going to do it at all because I didn't have to read freaking 3 pages worth of murder mystery.
No, we just have to read 3 pages worth of unpopular opinions.
Yeah,
this
but
episode.
We get to like talk shit stuff about it. Sorry. I got a mohawk and my personality changed overnight.
Okay. You can't say you just got a mohawk.
I didn't just get a mohawk.
But you don't have like a full blown mohawk.
No, not like a stupid mohawk.
It's very subtle, like just the sides are shaved. Kind of like a fade. Oh, there goes the ice maker again.
I want ice.
Anyway. Really quick, will you get up and turn the air conditioner off?
Oh my.
It's making noise.
It's going to get hot.
We'll be okay. Okay, so I guess it's just me. I actually am really scared for my solo episode because I don't know how to talk into a microphone for that long by myself.
I'm back right now.
I know. I was talking about my solo episode that I'm going to do about photography.
About photog.
Mm-hmm. That'll be happening soon. So if you guys start having questions, send them in.
Send us any kind of questions. Either like school math questions.
No.
Like just... Like
if you
shower
want your
thoughts.
If you want your homework to
Ooh,
be
that's another one.
Shower thoughts.
Do a shower thoughts episode.
That's pretty broad. That's pretty narrow.
Yeah, that's easy. So is unpopular opinions.
No, that's broad. One. A lot of people have opinions. Oh yeah, I need to get. Do you have a pen over there?
No.
No, you. It's right there, the purple one.
I'm not.
Hand
it
to
do
me.
It. I don't have water. Anyway, so today we're doing the unpopular opinion episode, which you guys so awesomely sent in a whole bunch that we're gonna read. But first, we do have some announcements.
Mm-hmm.
The giveaway is ending today as you listen to this podcast comes out. It will end 12 o'clock whatever
mountain standard time.
We're mountain time right now. I can't keep track. 12 o'clock mountain time, it'll be over.
There's two.
I'm just gonna get water now. And then we'll announce the winner on the Wednesday episode.
Mm-hmm. But we'll announce it on our Instagram tomorrow. Well, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's taking me a while to count up these names and stuff.
Oh, I'll show you how to do it. It's easy. So KJ is having a scratchy throat and is going to be clearing his throat a lot. And I'm currently having a little bit of asthma. So you might hear me wheezing or breathing kind of. It's going to be fun.
Uncomfortable audio episode.
No, it'll be okay. Also, I'm trying so hard to not laugh at this little piece
that
of
Walt
wire.
Really ruined a whole notebook by pulling out one of the little spirals with his teeth.
We have a spiral bound notebook, and the other day we looked over and he was laying on top of it with his teeth caught in one of the wires like he was trying to bite it, and then we watched him just yank and it pulled. pulled the entire wire out. It's so funny.
We've had Walter for a whole year now, and he just jumped on the table to join us.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hey, that's a candle. Don't burn your whiskers off again.
Real young.
Hi, baby. No, oh, he just wanted to sniff the muffin wrapper.
He's hesitant around candles for a good reason.
Yeah, because he's burned his whiskers off twice.
Well,
Anyways, any other announcements?
We're going to do... For the Avengers episode, we're thinking... So we're seeing it Thursday, and then we'll probably release the episode on Monday, so you guys kind of have the weekend to go see it. Mm-hmm. For those of you who want to like listen to it right away.
The people who would be pissed if it was spoiled will have already seen it.
It's going to be spoiled, so please don't listen to this episode before you see Avengers.
We'll put a spoiler warning all over
it. Yeah, I know, but I'm just putting it on now.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out because I want to take notes during the movie, but I also don't want to take my phone out, and plus I'm going to miss something. So I might just like, as we talk, things are just going to come up, hopefully.
Yep. Okay.
And then we'll release that episode on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. I'm really excited about that whole day.
I know. I don't know how we're going to make it through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
We're not. We're just going to sleep until then.
I have a lot of things going on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't. I'm all done with school pretty much. For the semester. And I'm freaking excited because
you're almost a senior in college.
Yeah.
And you're still not even above the legal drinking age.
Yep.
And you're a senior in college.
Mm-hmm. So I can't even like go out and celebrate.
Wouldn't anyway.
Well, I mean, I would, can't but with alcohol your wouldn't.
Nursing buddies.
Yeah. So I think that's all the announcements.
What?
I think that's all the announcements. Did not see any movies this week in theaters. Kind of same thing that we did on our last episode. We've just been watching Marvel movies.
Yep.
And we picked two of them to review.
Which two?
Ragnarok and
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
These are
our
two favorite ones ever, just because they're so funny.
I mean, how do you pit Guardians of the Galaxy 1 versus Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Like, they're so different from each other, but they're both so good.
I think Drax is way different in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, so he's...
Yeah.
He's definitely, like... The straight comic relief. He has no other reason.
In the first one, he's so revenge bound against Ronan. Yeah. And like, anyways, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, if you have been living under a rock and don't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy are, you've got Star-Lord, who is played by, did anybody just hear that meow?
I hope so.
We've been waiting our whole lives for him to meow loud enough for it to be heard on the podcast. What's he chasing?
He's going out, or looking out the window.
No, I think he sees a fly. That's awesome. Okay. So you've got your Star-Lord. Chris Pratt. He wears red leather jacket. Then you've got Gamora, the son of Thanos.
Daughter.
Oh.
Jeez. Where have you been?
I told you, I have nursing school-induced brain fog. I'm not even going to introduce you to all the characters.
Yeah,
I was going to
stop you there.
Basically, just go watch these movies. They're not your average Marvel movie.
No, they're super fun.
Super funny.
No one takes himself too seriously.
Amazing soundtrack.
It's made like 70s, 80s, 90s
music.
Soundtrack's really good.
The second movie
Everybody's funny.
Fleetwood Mac is the main song in the second movie. It's called The Chain.
The Chain.
And then they use like Cherry Bomb, I Fooled Around and Fell in Love, and then they use Blue Swede's.
I can't stop this feeling,
which we danced to at our wedding.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because we loved that movie and that song so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But definitely great movie.
Yep.
Doesn't really tie up to Endgame very well, but...
I can't even, like, say any of the quotes because you have to have had context to understand
right.
it. Like, harbulary batteries and...
one-liners and stuff.
Yeah.
But definitely, it's not, like, over-action-y superhero movie.
No, in fact, I feel like it's most very, of like, the movie was...
They're, like, kind of mature movies, like...
Yeah.
Ones that they're like, second one has like a daddy issues
and a very religious, religious undertones.
Yeah.
Not that the movie is religious, but like it kind of, there's ties. Sorry, I have the hiccups so bad.
Yeah.
And then Thor Ragnarok.
Which is the best Thor because they got a Kiwi director who gave Thor.
Nobody knows what Kiwi means.
Everyone knows what Kiwi means.
But you have
from
to.
New Zealand. They're directors from New Zealand, and everybody knows New Zealand people are the best kind of people. Shout out the clock.
Then, does he listen to this?
I don't know. We have like two listeners in Australia, New Zealand, so
it's probably him.
And then, finally gave Thor
a personality.
Chris Hemsworth a personality. It's hilarious the whole time.
You've got a little cameo from Doctor Strange.
Hulk's in there.
Hulk is there a lot.
It's definitely a good one. And that directly, like, the ending is the start of Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Because so you see Asgard burning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Honestly, one of the funnier. I'd say Guardians of the Galaxy is a little bit funnier than Ragnarok just because we love the...
Just because there's more funny... Mm-hmm. There's different characters in Guardians of the Galaxy than Thor.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ragnarok
they're
is
hilarious.
Just, yeah. Okay. So yeah, there's our movie review. Any other segments before we get into our unpopular opinions?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to do the hypothetical question? Should we have a hypothetical question of the day? The... All right, let's set the scene up, and we can always edit this out if you don't want it.
Like, but what do you mean a hypothetical question? Like, is this a new segment? Question.
I don't know, maybe, if we like it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just say I come home and say, hey, babe, you know that chick at McDonald's who keeps screwing up my order?
Mm-hmm.
I just killed her. She's in the trunk of my car. Are you going to help me bury this body and cover up the evidence?
You're asking me if I would.
I'm asking you if you'd help me.
In that exact scenario, I would not, because that's a ridiculous reason to kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
So, what if it was somebody who was, like trying to get at us? And I was like, babe, I killed the guy.
Well, yeah, then I would, we would figure something out.
Figure this out. We need to go bury him,
mm-hmm.
burn his house down, cover evidence and stuff.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts to that situation.
I feel you. I think that's always, that's the ride or die debate I've heard. On some of my podcasts, it's like, if you're a true ride or die, you're not gonna rat me out. Even
well, I'm not gonna rat you out, but I'd leave you if
even
you murdered
if I
somebody
like,
over
killed
a...
the barista at Starbucks. Like, even if I just killed them for no reason,
I think that's
you'd still help me.
That says if you're a ride or die for somebody, and you're willing to turn a blind eye to them killing their barista, then that says more about you than it says about the other person.
I know. Like, I'm with you on that one, though, actually.
Like, if you're stupid enough to just be like,
yeah, it's
okay.
I don't want the guilt of all that on my conscience.
Honestly,
I've seen
you're
how
psycho.
To get away with murder.
If you kill somebody over a Starbucks drink, what are you going to kill me over?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Putting crap on top of the trash can.
Come on. Come up with something original. You've already talked about that.
I'm bringing it back up.
Yeah.
Anyway, hypothetical question of the day.
Okay.
Anywho.
Let's get into some unpopular opinions. Your mom had no idea what an unpopular opinion is, so we probably should explain. Basically, they're like opinions. There's a clear throat clear number three. I just...
throwing the pen at me.
The pen across the
Holy
room.
Cow.
An unpopular opinion is like an opinion that a lot of people have that somebody is saying they don't agree with. So it'll make more sense when we start reading them.
Right.
So... basically, it's a popular opinion that you're saying, no, I actually don't feel that way.
Right.
So, all right.
So, do you want me to read? I'll read the ones we got off our Instagram.
Okay.
And then...
just do them one at a time.
Yeah. Jason Momoa is unattractive. I disagree with that 1,000%. I think he's a god.
You know...
small g god.
I find his body attractive, but sometimes when I'm looking at his face, I'm like, I don't see much there.
He's a... gorgeous, handsome man.
Yeah. That's funny that you think he's attractive.
I think
and
he's
I don't.
Hot.
I don't think he's unattractive. I just don't think I would never choose him over like a
he's got
celebrity.
The body you want, though. He's like,
mm-hmm.
I just want like a bring a poster board of him in Aquaman and just take it to the gym with me. I'd be
you know
there.
How I feel about Aquaman.
But he's hot not in Aquaman.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next.
Not all water tastes the same, and that is a fact.
Amen.
That is. A fact.
Amen.
When's the best time to drink water?
Oh, middle of the night.
Right after ice cream. That's the
best
true. Water.
Oh, true. Or, what was the other thing I was eating? Yeah, anything super sugary makes you need water.
Yeah, but just tastes, that's when water tastes the best.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to call some people out here. The Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, their water is horrendous.
I think the hospital I worked at had bad water too.
Yeah. It tastes like somebody left a lead pencil in it.
I think it's hospital water. just dumped out the lead replacements from a mechanical pencil into the water supply.
maybe threw some erasers in there too. Maybe a little pen ink.
Threw some pens in general.
Yeah. the water at Serrano's is the best water on the face of this earth.
Maybe.
It is. Our water that we get from Water Nice is meh.
I think it's good.
I mean, it's
fine. Already cold.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. There's water, different water everywhere. Fiji mm-hmm. water is pretty good.
Do you know what kind's the worst water? Dasani water.
Oh, I love that Dasani.
Is, Dasani water's cheeks. Anyway, next one by our good friend Slagathor. Chocolate isn't that good, and you're insane. That's just where it is.
I used to be, in high school, I didn't like chocolate that much. Now it's white chocolate or die.
You're sick. You need help. If you think white chocolate you better think than dark milk chocolate
is better than milk chocolate.
Yeah. No, I think dark chocolate is better than white chocolate, but milk chocolate's the best. Okay. Next one. Oranges stink and is the ugliest color. Oh, I love oranges.
Did you just hear Walter? Yeah.
I feel the same way about green. I think green's the ugliest color. Like a light, anything lighter than the shade of like healthy grass, ugly. Like lighter green.
Okay.
But I like oranges.
I love the smell of oranges.
Orange smell. You like hate citrus. You hate like artificial oranges.
Oh, yeah, like an orange flavored lollipop. Yeah. Oh, or those are good. Starburst.
Those are definitely like top two. Mm-hmm. All right, next one.
Not much to talk about with that one.
No. He sees a bird outside, sorry.
Can you guys hear Walter singing to the birds?
I have to turn these way up.
No, I could hear it on here. I can hear it.
Sorry, Walt. If you go outside, you're definitely going to run away. And Mom will be a little excited.
Uh-huh.
Not Daddy, though. He'll miss you.
Did you just call yourself Daddy?
I'm his daddy. If you guys have seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll understand this quote. It's like, Walt, that dirty tramp, late cat, he may be your father, but he ain't never going to be your daddy.
Not a single person that listens to this is going to understand that.
Whatever. When
nobody
Yondu,
knows that our cat was from the lake.
Well, they understand the reference. It's when Yondu and Quill are up in the space. No spoilers, okay. But
all right.
Heart-touching moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one. Trump's a good president. Not going to say a whole bunch, but I think 2020, it's not going to be an unpopular opinion. Is my guess.
I'm not coming on. I'll say something. I do think
we don't want to get too political.
Well, and I just don't. This is something you and I argue about.
Buttheads.
Because I think that Trump is an idiot, and I think he's not very diplomatic and professional. But
that's
why
people don't like politicians.
But nobody's been as just like childish.
He's not the best president, but I think he's definitely the president we need.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to get less Trumpy in the future.
Mm-hmm. But I think things are going well for him.
If he tweeted 20% less, he'd win in a minute. Like,
yeah,
but I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. Don't let Twitter fool you.
It makes it seems like it nowadays because yeah. Okay.
Anyway, Mamma Mia 2 was better than Mamma Mia.
I cannot contribute to this. I've never seen either one of them.
We saw Mamma Mia 2 with my mom.
I didn't go. Oh, I wasn't there.
I was stuck doing that. I don't know.
I'm sorry to anybody whose heart is breaking right now. I've never seen it, and I don't ever plan on seeing Mamma Mia.
The song is stuck in my head constantly. Mamma Mia, here I go again. Jeez, that's ruined my day. Next one. Beyonce is overrated. 1,000% agree. And sprinkles on ice cream is gross, which is
wait. Back the truck up.
I think Beyonce is the most overrated artist in the history of artists.
You've obviously never listened to Partition.
I don't have to.
Driver, roll up the partition, please.
Don't have to.
Or Feeling Myself or Heaven.
No, I heard that one. I don't like that one.
Feeling Myself?
Yeah.
Because you're not a female. That song is just trying to help females feel good overrated about themselves. I don't know what your agenda is against Beyonce. You've never liked her.
I've never liked Beyonce.
Even given her the
time
of day.
Like Jay-Z.
But why? Like, what did they ever do to you?
Nothing. I don't have to like their music. Just because.
But there's a difference between not liking somebody's music and actively disliking them. And I feel like you actively.
I don't go out of my way to not like Beyonce.
Sometimes it just seems like you do.
I'll never have a Beyonce song on my phone because I don't have a reason to.
Unless it's a good song.
It doesn't have a good song.
Oh, my heavens.
I'll never listen to Put a Ring on It.
Oh, that's such a good
song. Ever again.
Why?
overplayed. If that's one of her most popular songs, then I think that's all I have to say to justify my not liking Beyonce.
Well, here we go. KJ and I's first disagreement opinion. I think Beyonce is awesome.
You can think that all you want. This is America. I don't care. I don't have to like Beyonce. And I don't want to like Beyonce. I just don't like Beyonce. All right. Next one. Edamame is not that good.
Wait, what did the other person, the Beyonce person, what was the other one?
Sprinkles on ice cream is gross.
I'm offended.
It's wrong.
Personally.
And edamame is not that good. Which is wrong again.
The stupid ice maker. Depends on how you cook it, I feel like. That's my opinion. This whole episode is opinions. You don't have to take anything we say.
Some of these are facts. All right, next. I know the next person, and this makes sense. Not mine, but my husband's. He thinks that Pepsi and Coke, or just soda in general, tastes better when it's flat.
Heathen?
If it's cold and flat, I could see maybe.
Never. Not better than it being normal.
I don't know, but I like Pepsi over Coke all day.
Yeah. But can we, like, what? Why would you ever choose a flat soda over a regular?
I don't know.
Sometimes, like, I feel like the whole point of drinking a soda is to get the fizz.
Having the bottle is too much fizz. Like, it shoots up in my nose, and it's like I'm just like, it feels like I'm drinking air.
It just tastes like syrup to me when it's flat.
That might be his point. It tastes more like syrup.
Gross. Okay.
And that's all the ones I had.
Okay. Or let's move on.
Caught.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Okay. Friends is a boring show.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of, looking back, it's kind of...
What?
It could have done without the 20th season. How many seasons do they have?
Like 12.
They could have done 6.
Oh my gosh, I lived for every moment of that show.
It's a little overrated.
Who's your favorite character from Friends?
Joey.
Me too.
Duh.
Yep. Or Ross. Or Chandler.
Ross was the worst. I hated...
But he's so funny.
I hate Ross so much.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to dislike him, I think, but he's funny.
I don't even think he's that funny. I think he's very over the top.
Exactly. He reminds me of myself. I'm very dramatic, very... serious dramatic. Sometimes, and well, he's an actor.
I know. Well, okay. Even then, when he did the OJ thing.
What OJ?
The OJ, he did like.
Oh, he was the actor was on.
Yeah.
The People versus OJ Simpson. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Okay. Chipotle is not good. The amount of times
we've gone to Chipotle so many times.
No, but the amount of times that we got this
really
sent in, a lot of people said Chipotle is not good.
People are crazy.
And we got another Beyonce is overrated.
See, I'm not the only one. That's 3. At least.
That was 2, actually, sir.
Well, I had 1, and I am 1.
Okay, so 3 people.
There you go.
Congrats.
That's all we need.
Chipotle, though, I love it.
I love Chipotle.
It really depends on how good the food is
too
that day, though.
Too expensive, but yes. I love Chipotle.
But, like, I've gone a couple times when the steak was so dry that I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm chewing
on cardboard.
Yeah,
and I've gone where, like, some kid gave me, like, half of... scoop of beans. I was like, and then the next guy caught it. He's like, yo dog, give him some more,
fill him back up.
Yeah, like, this isn't gonna roll. It's like, thanks, dude.
I can't believe I'm even reading this. White chocolate is disgusting.
That's, I agree.
No, it's so good.
It's
so
too
good.
Too sweet.
Okay. The earth is literally flat.
It's not flat.
Okay, here's my proof. If the earth was flat, cats would have knocked everything off of it by now.
And then why is the moon round? Why are all the other planets round?
I don't understand why.
If just the earth's
flat. I really don't understand where this theory comes from.
And there's another one that it's a donut now. It's a donut shape.
Oh, I'm for that.
I don't know. It was all a Reddit joke thing.
Oh, well, everything stupid comes from Reddit.
Anything stupid comes from Reddit.
I don't know that we want to comment on this one, but maybe we can just read it. Abortion is murder. And then they put a side note that said, sorry if this offends people.
Well, you guys heard us talk about unplanned, so.
Okay.
I'm a ding-ding for that one.
I pour the milk first when dishing up cereal.
You might need to go see a doctor.
Can we get you a recommendation for a behavioral health specialist? Because that's just wrong.
We have some numbers for you.
Can I please reach out? Please call. Please call today. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
We love you, though. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Pineapple belongs on pizza. That's a strong statement.
I could do with like pineapple juice on pizza. Oh. Like, what? I've had pineapple pizza just because it was the last one left. Like, nobody ate the pineapple pizza. So I like took the pineapples off, mm-hmm. and then just like there's juice on it. So I was like, it's not too bad, but mm-hmm. but it doesn't belong.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like a strong statement. Belonging if you're is saying different that than every slice liking. Of pizza needs to have pineapple on it, then you're wrong, then in you're my opinion. Wrong. Like, no. But if you're saying that it's okay to have pineapple on pizza, then yeah, I'm for it. It's honestly, America. I've never tried it.
Do what you want. You can put, people put sardines on their pizza. You can put pineapple.
I have to confess something. I thought please sardines don't. Were a myth.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
You're going to say you put sardines on your pizza.
No, I literally didn't know that sardines were real.
I think I've never eaten any.
I sure hope not. Mondays aren't as bad as people make them out to be. I'm with you.
Depends, yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it sucks to wake up, but if you have a... Oh my gosh, this he's cat, destroying the house. If you have a properly maintained schedule and you're used to your routine, I feel like a Monday just feels like another day, and it's kind of like a fresh start almost.
Yeah, I like... If I work out Monday, like get a really good workout, it's mm-hmm. pretty great.
Yeah, I feel but actually pretty motivated
Sunday,
on Mondays.
Sunday nights are the worst.
Yes.
Because then it's dreading. Like, oh, I have to start work again. Mm-hmm. You have to go to school.
Yeah.
Sunday nights is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one's going to hurt you.
Oh.
The office is overrated.
The last two seasons, three seasons are overrated.
I don't even think they're overrated. I think they just suck.
Yeah. But the first... I can see where people think The Office is overrated.
I think it's very overused on social media.
They didn't say sucked, so mm-mm. that's fine. Overrated, I could live with.
I think it's just very... It's everywhere right now. Like, it's being used in all the memes. It's being used in all the Vines. Like,
it's the best one for
I
memes.
Do think it's a good show. It would not survive in today's political climate.
No.
Or social climate, I guess. Okay. You might not have much to say about this one, but hair extensions... are gross. Let's tape or braid other people's hair into our own. I didn't know that it was other people's hair. I thought it was synthetic.
I thought it was brooms. You just cut the top of a brooms and...
Babe.
The blonde, super blonde ones.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I guess if it really is truly coming from somebody else's head, then that is kind of gross.
How does it stay... I guess hair's already dead, so...
Yeah. I mean, they like... They find a way to get it onto like a strip of... something, and then they will either like braid it in or sew it in or tape it in or clip it in. Like the ones that I had were just clip-ins.
Yeah, those super long extensions are kind of ridiculous. We'll post a picture of my mom when she had extensions. Then we'll figure it out.
Okay. We got another pineapple. Pineapple is the only acceptable topping on pizza.
All right, that's where I
that's
draw
just
the line.
Wrong.
I hope you. We'll move on because,
like, what pepperonis?
Are you kidding?
Pepperoni, cheese,
sausage,
onions, olives.
Ew, not onions.
Okay, onions are so good on pizza. Parmesan cheese,
cheese crust. Are you kidding?
Pizza only, peppers,
only
ranch,
pineapple,
barbecue sauce, pesto.
Do you even have ham with your pineapple pizza? Because that's what you're supposed to do.
They just have a slab of dough and then pineapple.
All right, this person. Grew up in Hawaii, where they cut their pineapple in the shape of pizza. So
you're
she thinks pineapple is pizza. So we figured this one out. Next
okay.
one.
Drake is overrated. I'm there. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't
except
like
for
his
like
music.
2011 Drake. A couple of them, but Drake's so... I can't get behind Drake.
Never.
Never been able to.
Canes is gross.
Canes?
I feel icky even saying that. Canes is so good.
I feel dirty.
Canes is
you
so good.
You can't say that. Did anybody say anything about Chick-fil-A?
Not that I've seen yet.
Because
this next one that this person sent in, though, I'm about to go in.
Do it.
First of all, Cane's is fantastic.
Cane's is very good.
It's like the way that the skin on the chicken, like the breading on the chicken just...
It's great cheat meal.
So good. It's always perfectly hot. You never go through the drive-thru and get lukewarm food at Cane's. Their fries are so just like soft but still crispy on the outside.
And that sauce.
That Texas toast. Oh.
Let's go get Cane's right now. See you guys later. Go get some Cane's.
We just like simultaneously said the exact same thing about Cane's. Okay. Here's the one I'm mad about. Concerts are a waste of money. Bull
they got you
crap. I have, like, we talked about this on our last episode, just the two of us, or the whatever one we did our favorites on. I've been to 29 concerts in my life, and I've never felt like it was a waste of money. Never. Never. There is nothing more amazing than being in that moment when this is your favorite band, this is your favorite song, and they're in front of you playing it. Not only that, but there are thousands of other people in that room that know all the words just as good as you do. They're all dancing, they're all feeling it, and it's just okay.
I felt the same way. I probably felt the same way before I started dating you. And then I think, was it 21 Pilots?
Yeah. You realize.
Then you feel like the drum in your chest, and you're just like,
you feel it in your ribs.
Crap.
Yeah.
It's,
I remember,
so much fun.
I went to a Halsey concert when I was a senior, and I was so close to the stage, and I feel like that night the, like, sound production crew was like, let's screw everyone in this room over by turning the bass all the way up. And so I was like maybe five rows back from the stage, and the whole freaking show, I could feel it vibrating in my skull and my ribs, and it was like the most uncomfortable but also the best feeling in the world.
I love concerts.
Yeah, they're amazing. I would rather, I'd spend, yeah, okay. This person said, very unpopular one, but videographers have it harder than photographers. I agree.
I think that editing might be harder.
No, I 100% agree. They have to...
Oh, video, you agree.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything because you're a photographer.
They have to be so stable, and they have to be... They record up to 8 hours of footage and then have to bring that all down. Like, going through photos and picking out 8 hours of photos is so much faster than going through 8 hours of video, and condensing
That's
it down.
That's the only
into,
reason we're not a husband wife
there's a lot of reasons crew. We're not a husband wife wedding crew,
but just because I could not edit video. Like, I'm hesitant to even like make this podcast video, like make this into a video thing too, because I don't want to.
You'll probably
do it.
Just make me do it.
No, I'll figure it out.
Okay, Beyonce is really overrated and overhyped.
Oh, is that four?
Here's
now?
The thing though, they're saying she's overrated, they're not saying they don't like her.
That's fine. Okay. You don't have to not like her.
This one hurts me.
I don't
me.
Know Beyonce
this
personally.
This one hurts me personally. I love Hugh Jackman, but I hated The Greatest Showman.
I'm like the other way around, I think.
You don't like Hugh Jackman?
No, I like Hugh Jackman. I saw like an interview with him. He's pretty cool.
KJ, how many times did I make you go see The Greatest Showman in theaters?
I think four times.
Three, but it was in a span of like 2 weeks.
And I bought you it, and you've never even opened it.
False, we've watched it.
Really?
Yes. We turned it on one day while we were cleaning.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Technology sucks.
Yeah.
KJ's on board with that one.
I hate technology. It doesn't make sense to me.
You need to sit back and look at your life and what it would be like if you didn't have technology.
It would be great.
This podcast wouldn't exist.
That's fine. We'd all be doing useful jobs. We'd all be getting along.
We would not be as well off as we are.
I'd be working in the mines somewhere. That's fine.
Do you know how many people died in the mines?
I'd go be a ranch hand.
Do you know how many people got tuberculosis in the mines?
I don't need... But, like, the thing is with technology, it's so great and grand, but it's always breaking.
Okay, look at...
Wi-Fi never works.
Look at our life expectancy right now.
Oh.
Look at our quality of life.
That's a positive argument.
Everything... everything in life comes with its drawbacks. So, yeah, technology has some...
I don't mind technology.
Some setbacks, and it breaks sometimes.
It needs to work better. If we're going to go out and be the future,
you sound like such a spoiled first world
better.
Kid.
That's exactly what this is.
Think about every single thing that's ever been invented has had its problems.
Wi-Fi should never need to be restarted ever.
Oh my gosh,
it just needs to work.
You literally sound like the biggest like first world brat.
Probably. I am.
Okay, Chipotle is so gross.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. Okay, this one I feel like you need to hear, and I want to send this girl a thank you letter.
Oh, jeez.
Dishwashers are dish sanitizers. You have to scrub all the food off first. Yes.
Then why is it called a dishwasher?
I don't know, but
there's a dishwasher. I saw a commercial. It's like, let your dishwasher be a dishwasher. I was like, I won't buy that right
now.
Our
dishwasher is from like 1990. But she's right. You can't just have a plate with food still stuck on it and stick it in and expect the dishwasher to do
all
the work.
That's washing your car before you go to a car wash.
That's why all of the freaking dishes in our cupboard have food stuck on them and our silverware.
No, I think that's the soap or the thing we use.
No, it's because we don't rinse off the stuff before. You have to scrub.
That's so stupid. That's such a waste then.
I agree.
I'd rather just throw them out, just use plastic stuff.
But that's killing the environment. Whatever. Kane's chicken is nasty.
You guys need to
I don't know what's going
really
on.
Figure yourselves out.
I'm baffled. I'm scared. I don't know what to think.
These are the kids using the technology.
Kids in bonnets is the worst thing ever.
Babies in bonnets?
Yeah, I think it's kind of
cute. I
don't
think anybody does that. People still use those?
There's like a rising trend where they're wearing like kind of trendier bonnets.
Well, anything trendy. I'm not really
if
about
you don't want to put your kid in it, I guess you don't have to. I think it's kind of cute.
Wait, we're not talking about Bjorns, are we?
No, bonnets.
Like the head bonnets?
Yeah.
Oh, like I've never Pioneers seen those, so I don't know.
Hi, Walter.
He's getting in the bag.
He's
again.
Climbing in the equipment bag.
He's very active today.
Dramatic fake eyelashes don't look all that great. They remind me of that one SpongeBob episode.
There's some that are pretty bad.
I don't know what to make of this because I don't feel like a human until I have my eyelashes on.
Well, you don't wear like the...
No, but sometimes...
Fly away with them.
Sometimes when I wear...
Like a Dumbo of eyelashes.
Sometimes when I find a good big pair, it makes me feel like amazing.
Well, I've seen lots worse.
Okay, good. But I think this person is talking about just like anything more than some subtle lashes. Like the ones that I've been wearing lately, they're pretty dramatic. And
no, I think yours are fine.
But I also have big eyes. So I guess it depends on the person and their face shape. But I think putting fake eyelashes on has the power to take a person from like a 10 to a 15. The Greatest Showman was just okay.
Nah.
I'm sad. Chipotle is overrated.
Seriously, guys?
Guacamole isn't that great.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't like tomatoes, so I don't like guacamole, but I love avocados.
You can pronounce it how you normally pronounce it.
Glad you caught that.
Here's another one. Chipotle is overrated.
Seriously? Overpriced, okay. Maybe.
Yeah, but everything seems overpriced in today's day and age because inflation is freaking skyrocketing. But, okay. Dr. Pepper is the best drink on the planet. That is not an unpopular opinion, and I'm with you. I've never found a drink I would choose over Dr. Pepper.
I don't know, like water?
No, I would. You know me. You really think I would choose water over Dr. Pepper?
No.
Guacamole is gross. I can't even read this one out loud. Can you read it?
Which one? Country music is the worst. All
I
right.
feel like I'm going to hell
I
just for
was
saying
gonna
that.
Call you out.
No,
and have everyone
we're not giving
DM
names.
You a whole bunch of negative stuff, but we're not.
Okay, but we do need to have a discussion about this. I respect if you don't like country music. What I can't respect is if you actively make fun of people who do like it, which is kind of like the same vein that we went down with our Getting Married Young episode where we were saying, like, if you don't want to get married young, great, don't do it. If you do, then, like, if you don't, but you know people that are getting married young, don't make fun of them. It's like, great, then don't listen to country music, but don't make fun of people for liking it.
Yeah, seriously, like, if you don't like it, then stay away.
Because to me, there is, like, country music is the
me
most...
Me and Beyonce. I don't
Can I
actively
finish my
go
sentence?
After her. Just don't like her.
We need to discuss our go ahead. Your interrupting problem.
Well, when I got a thought, I got to put out there. It's going to be gone.
No, you should wait until I'm done talking.
Well, I'm going to have to write stuff down.
See, you made me forget what I was saying.
You were saying something about not liking somebody for not doing something.
Crap. No, I had a really good point. Oh, country music is, like, to me, the most feel-good music on, like, out there. And for some people, true. Maybe that it doesn't make you feel good. But like for me, riding down the road, going 50 miles an hour with my windows down, like listening to country music just makes me feel good. And it reminds me of summer and like just always, like I'm never sad listening to country music unless I'm listening to sad country music, in which case I'm like, damn, this is good. But anyways, yeah, you can like what you want to like, but I freaking love country music. Global warming is not bad. Who even likes the cold? But also I'm uninformed probably.
Global warming is not bad.
I'm uninformed too. Personally, like all I know is that it means things the environment's changing.
Yeah, but we're not dying in 12 years. That's
oh damn, I kinda wish we were. Walter's gonna knock that whiteboard over any second.
Natural thing anyway.
My phone battery is at 1%, so I better read these quickly. The gender wage gap is a myth.
There's a lot of variables with the gender wage
gap. Yeah, I'm not going near that.
But
this next one is funny.
Anywho.
I think those house dresses are overrated and unflattering. The Dwell and Slumber ones, the one I got from Christmas from my grandma. It's like the striped one. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the...
I definitely do think that they're unflattering. But they are.
Is it a muumuu? Is that what I'm thinking of?
They're just called Dwell and Slumber dresses. Yeah.
But cuter?
Kind of? Yeah, kind of. I do think they're unflattering, but...
If you're just going to chill out at home all day... It's so comfortable.
It's like wearing a Snuggie.
It's like wearing my zebra lounge pants.
But better, because you don't have to wear pants. Are we playing footsie?
Ew, yeah.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
Oh my gosh. Hurry for your phone dice.
Okay. Oh, we only have one more. Cheese doesn't go on pizza. What? On
pizza?
Are you dairy free?
These
people are just crust. That's it.
Crust.
Why don't you just go eat a slice of bread?
Sauce and pineapple. Oh my dear.
Tomatoes and pineapples combined. Gross.
Okay. I wonder. Do you have your own list?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna buzz through mine so we're okay, not just, yeah, like, do yours, drowning you, like just overwhelming you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pepsi over Coke. Podcast over music.
Mm.
I drive a lot, so that's kind of why. Superman sucks. Beyonce, The Beatles, Fortnite, overrated. Green is the
Beatles?
Oh, Beatles. Green is the dumbest color. Coach, Supreme, Off-White, Louis Vuitton, Gucci are all ugly.
I don't remember most of what you said, but there are a few in there that I do think are ugly.
Yeah. I hate Nike.
Political reasons. You literally only hate Nike for political reasons.
Yeah. Cats are better than small dogs.
No.
I like that one. The NBA's crap. The cookie in an Oreo is better than the cream.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else sent that one. I meant to read it, but I was like, well, shout out them. The bad of social media is outweighing the good.
Yep.
All right. This is the hill I will die on forever. This generation of rap is the worst generation of rap.
I agree.
Humble ballish, blah, blah, blah.
Was that your version of rap?
It's all mumbly, bumbly.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Can you say
it again? It's like a sick beat. It's like, I don't care. No one knows what you're saying anyway. Charlie bit my fingers, not funny.
It was funny when it came out.
Lunch is the best meal because you can have anything.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Dark chocolate over white chocolate, but milk chocolate over dark chocolate. Okay, this is an inside joke. I don't like 100% believe this, but I don't think the sun causes skin cancer. I think it's sunscreen. Reagan hates. I'm getting
that's personally offensive glare. Because I believe my like mom literally 10%
of that. 10% of that. Like I could buy in about 10% of that. Here's the stock thing.
You don't actually believe that. You just think you're funny because you said that the other day while I was peeling your shoulders from your heinous sunburn. You've never actually looked into that. But you literally just made that up.
It's the same thing as like chapstick. If you put chapstick on, it just makes your lips softer to get chapped more. I'm just saying that's my only like theory about it. It's not a thing. Genetic privilege is just an excuse to eat like crap and not work out.
What's genetic claiming privilege?
Like, oh, my genetics won't let me get fit.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
Really? You haven't seen like those
there's definitely people that are born bigger boned.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't live healthy. Like, you may not, like, I'll never look like Chris Hemsworth as much as I try. I'll never be able to play basketball like LeBron because he has better genetics than I do. But it's like I can still live a healthy life. Nothing about your genetics is going to keep you from living a healthy, looking healthy. There's a lot of... Go look up genetic privilege on Twitter.
See what comes up. I don't think I want to.
And then Porsches are ugly.
Porsches?
Yeah, I think they're ugly.
I don't know that I've ever seen a Porsche.
Anyway.
Okay.
Those are just the ones I rattled off.
I only came up with five, but maybe I'll come up with more. Sad music is better than happy music.
Depends.
Depends
what you're going for.
I love getting in the car and turning on just absolutely depressing music and just, yeah. Harry Potter's better than Twilight.
Oh. Duh.
Influencers are ruining everything.
I could get behind that.
Influencers are ruining young girls' body images. Instagram. Influencers are ruining the experience of having children, because now you feel like you have to document your entire pregnancy on social media. You have to document your entire birth on social media. Then you have to create an Instagram account for your baby, even though it's like literally Ari and Lauren from The Bachelor had an Instagram account for their unborn child from like,
that's gross,
from like when they got their ultrasound done. Like, stop. And influencers are ruining the fashion industry. They're ruining the photography industry. Like, sorry if you are one. It just, I think we were just talking about this at dinner.
Should I say my idea, what we should do?
No.
Why? Oh, you want people to steal it. I guess.
Yes. Wait, because we might actually do it. I think in the next 3 to 5 years, social media is going to take a dive because everyone is becoming an influencer right now. And I already think I'm starting to see it. I think there's nobody left to influence. Like, for me, when I go through Instagram and I see somebody posting on like an ad, I skip right past it. Like, you can tell right away.
Trying to pump something.
And honestly, I've unfollowed so many accounts of influencers and people that are using making their life perfect as a job. I've unfollowed them because that's not realistic. Like,
that's why Finstas are the best.
Yeah, Finsta actually makes me feel like hopeful. So anyways,
no, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I agree.
Right, like, I have personally experienced the like comparison and like the body image issues that come from following these girls whose entire job is to go pick out
work
a perfect
out for 3
outfit.
Hours a day.
Yeah,
go get your makeup done, go get your hair done,
get your hair done, go outside, have
go
your
take
husband take
three
a picture
pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Edit it with somebody else's presets and post it with an affiliate link and then make $10,000. Like,
it's stupid.
I mean, good for you. I'm glad you're making money and I'm glad
you
found
you
something that's easy. Like, that's awesome. But I think
you're not getting my follow.
And this concept of influencing is ruining everything.
I think so.
It's ruining a lot of people's lives. AirPods cannot be that great.
Oh, you've never used them.
I know, I've never used them.
You've never used AirPods. They're so... They don't sound amazing, but it's like when I'm riding my bike to work, I'm just like, I can like move around. I can move my head.
But worth the extra $100?
Yeah, without having the stupid cord all the way up to your head from your butt.
I swear like 5 months ago, though, you were like, oh, I never use my AirPods anymore. I don't even know where they are.
I go through phases.
And you were like, I don't even like them.
Because like if I'm like a super motivated, I want louder music, so I wear my Beats and just like blow my eardrums out. But then if I'm like more of like a cardio kind of mood, I like wear my AirPods and it's just, they're very convenient, and you don't have a stupid cord. You're not trying to move around it and get your seatbelt caught on it.
Okay. Chick-fil-A's Dr. Pepper sucks. Actually, their whole soda line sucks.
Yeah. And that's the only negative thing anyone's allowed to say about Chick-fil-A.
And last but not least, shopping at Ross, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, or like Forever 21 is way smarter and way more effective than buying expensive clothing that you're gonna not wear.
Amen.
I mean, I knew a lot of people in high school that would shop at Nordstrom and Free People, and I'd see them wear that thing like twice.
Right.
And then like I even like a couple times in high school I'd see people like tweeting and making fun of people that shopped at Forever 21. And in high school I had to pay for all my own clothes. Right. And I was super into fashion, and so I literally could only shop at Forever 21 and Ross. And so like a lot of my clothes came from Forever 21 and Ross. In fact, like most of my closet did.
Yeah.
And I probably looked and felt just as cute as they did, but I wore those outfits just as many times as they did, but I didn't pay $90.
Right, for a stupid shirt.
Yeah. And so, in my opinion, and I'm still like this to this day, like, I'll spend a little bit more money on ASOS now just because, like, on a swimsuit or on a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. But, like, shirts, if it's more than, like, $35, I'm like, bye.
Oh, yeah. I'm way under that. Yeah. Like, 90% of my closet is, like, Ross, right. Marshalls.
Because, like, fashion trends come and go so quickly.
But,
and
yo, my black t-shirt from
H&M,
Ross,
yeah,
is going to be there forever.
Exactly. Those are all the unpopular opinions I had.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good one. I think it's kind of like a chill one. We're still like kind of regrouping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to figure out like kind of what a sweet spot is. So we'll probably post another poll. But we'll just get the question out now. Is, do you guys prefer these kind of episodes where we just talk about nothing, or do you prefer like our conspiracy theory / murder mystery ones or do you prefer like interviews? We'll probably ask that just to get more of like a physical reading, but we're messing around with this system, trying to figure it out. But yep.
And I'm doing what?
I forgot we have a ghost stories one next.
I know, I'm excited. Yeah, so if anybody, we got a bunch of good ones already, but we're needing a couple more. Any ghost stories, any supernatural stories, any creepy stories, please send them to us. It doesn't even have to be your story. It can be anybody's. Yeah.
For Wednesday.
Yep. And then my solo episode about photography is coming up, and KJ needs to figure out what are you doing your solo episode on?
Oh, geez. I probably shouldn't.
Why?
It's not, like, I'd love our listeners, but they're not, like, the listeners who like my stuff. Like, I'd either have to talk about, like, sports or politics or Walt. I don't know. Walt.
An entire episode about cats. Old men's softball.
That's the only stuff I deal with, so
you really shouldn't. You should do an entire episode about cats.
Oh, hey, shout out. So, every urinal I've peed in,
what?
I played, it's standard plumbing, I play him in softball every
what
Wednesday.
What are you talking about?
The owner of every urinal I've peed in.
Babe.
Do I need to elaborate?
Yes.
So, the guy, if you look on every toilet at like any gas station or most places, it's going to say standard plumbing. His team, the owner of those urinals, I play against on softball.
Okay, so
every Wednesday.
We need to discuss something.
I thought that made sense the first time.
That's the thing. I've known you long enough, and I've been married to you long enough to understand your little sentences that come out like that. But people that don't know you would never have understood what that meant.
Really?
No.
I thought it hit all the bases.
You basically...
Like, I get a who, what, when.
No, but you say it so fast and almost kind of like slurs together. And so here's what it sounded like to me. You know all those urinals that I pee in? I play him in softball. Like, what? You play a urinal in softball. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, my head.
I'm so dead.
Oh, I play against a plumber in softball. Moral of the
story.
I
don't think he's a plumber. He's probably a CEO
of a company.
He's the
owner of the company, but I say okay. I pee in all of his urinals. Okay.
Nobody wants to think about you peeing.
We'll call it a day.
Are we doing quotes?
Oh, shoot.
I've got mine already.
All right, you go ahead.
Mine is, you should have gone for the head, Thanos.
Oh, shoot. And mine is, whatever it takes from all of the...
I think that's Iron Man. They all say it.
That's in the trailers. So it's a big week. I know I'm not gonna work.
I'm scared.
Or concentrate at work.
So far, we have 4 throat clearings by KJ this episode. There probably were more.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, okay. We only have like 2 more minutes. I can make it.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Wednesday we have another announcement.
Yep. This is always the worst part.
Know how to close it.
Maybe we should sing a song.
You can sing.
Okay, ready? Tell me what this is. Dun 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 dun.
Oh, NCIS.
No, it's Law and Order.
Oh, same thing. There's like 9 of them. Anyway, we're out of here.
That was so accurate.
You guys go home.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Keep being decent.
Love you.
Bye.